Algernon, thanks for taking the time to update us on the latest business news in our area. Now, over the last few weeks, we've had the great opportunity to talk about a number of businesses who are opening their doors here in Las Cruces. Unfortunately, we have been talking about some who are closing, and we do have an update about a business that is actually not doing too well, and that is Mountain View Market Co-op. What can you share?
This is the latest of several businesses over the last year that are locally owned that have made a direct appeal to consumers saying, we're in trouble, and if you want us to be around, we need your help, we need you to come, we need you to shop here. And so Mountain View Market Co-op has been around for over 40 years, and it's a member-owned cooperative grocery store, but it is open to the public as a grocery store as well. So the store is suffering under increased competition over the last 5 years. Sales are down. Sprouts, of course, opened last year, and the market for that sort of organic, higher-end produce is now a much more crowded, competitive field in Las Cruces.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. I just think back to nearly 7 years ago when I moved here, Mountain View Market Co-op was kind of the place in town where you could get locally grown organic food. However, you've mentioned competition coming into the area of not only national but regional change as well.
That's right. And what that means is the co-op is under some pressure because it cannot compete on price. Prices there are not lower than at other places like Sprouts or stores that are owned by national chains that can absorb a bad quarter here and there. They don't necessarily compete on the variety and the quality of the produce. If the local producers have a bad year, then there's a little bit less of a selection at the store. So these are the sort of things that a dedicated co-op customer tolerates because they want to support the concern. But most consumers have a different kind of relationship with their business. And you don't care about Walmart's problems. You just go because you're shopping for the convenience or for the low price.
Well, places like a national chain like Walmart, international chain, I should say, and regional chains, they've also incorporated a lot more organic and locally and regional grown products. Is that having a big impact?
Certainly. I mean, there's a market for that. There are more and more shoppers who want to have that kind of merchandise. And so the chains are responding and competing, and they can engage in practices that put a lot of pressure on locally owned businesses.
When you talked to Mountain View Market Co-op, did they share any strategies with you to how they are going to compete now in this new environment where there's just so much more competition?
Certainly. And they learned some lessons from National Grocery's arrival a few years ago. But one of the things is that they're talking directly to consumers about, come on back to the co-op if you haven't been here for a while, if you're a mild user, maybe come and see what we're offering lately, refresh yourself. And they're also appealing for some volunteer help services that they need. The pressure on them is that they have to get their sales up, and they also have to do some maintenance on their building, and they got to appeal to the public in order to stimulate the economic activity that lets them do that.
Okay, thanks, Algernon. Now I want to move on and talk about an exciting event here in our area, and that is the recent opening of Las Cruces Courtyard by Marriott Hotel. Now this is located right next to the Las Cruces Convention Center.
It's also on land owned by New Mexico State University, and this is part of the university's plan to take a more entrepreneurial approach and to engage in public-private partnerships. And so they are leasing land, and they have some other arrangements with the entities that have developed and will be operating this business hotel. And as you say, right next to the convention center at the western end of the university campus. And they also have, it's basically a research facility in that students who are studying hospitality at the university have an opportunity to work paid internships at the hotel and learn the industry from inside.
One would think that this could help bring more events to the Las Cruces Convention Center, but it could also perhaps attract more students to that program.
Absolutely. For your convention center to be successful, you need to have hotel rooms close by. This hotel is right next door to the convention center, so that will help. The hotel offers about 120, 126 rooms, so that will help bring in some of these larger events, these weekend events, to the convention center to make that more successful. And I imagine that having students and paid internships, people just starting their careers, will also help with labor costs and make that an attractive investment for the private developers who are running the hotel.
Okay, exciting news, Algernon. Thank you so much for updating us this week, and we'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.